Paige Belcher, he was Oklahoma's only Republican in Congress during much of the 50s and 60s. Some recollection of Paige Belcher.
Well, he was a World War I veteran and getting up in years when I was there. But he worked like a young man. He was down there every morning early to meet with his staff and with his colleagues at the coffee clutches, you know, and find out what's going on and then go in. He was senior Republican on the House Agriculture Committee, which is a very powerful position in a lot of places. And he says he's always going to vote Republican. He's going to maintain his regularity. But he represents everybody, and you'd never find anybody who didn't like him. So I admired him for a number of reasons. First of all, he was a hardworking guy, the kind that you want working for you in any job, including the Congress, even if you disagreed with him on a lot of things. And two, he just had a sense of honor and honesty about him that you just had to admire. He loved golf, and the only time he ever called me and says, "I really got something I want to tell you about," says, "I hit an eagle on number 3 out at the golf course Sunday." Big deal. Says, "That's rarely ever done." And of course, I did a story about it, but he was so proud of it. And so in that connection one day, I said, "Paige, how come you don't play golf more? You can go out there anytime you want." Some people did, you know. He said, "I wouldn't even think about playing golf when the Congress is in session and business is going on up here. I wouldn't even think about it." And I thought, "Oh, that's right." Great guy. I just loved him as a guy. I worked closely with him, saw him every day during my days up there because he was our local congressman.
And then he was loved enough and loved the game enough, so they named a golf course after him.
Yeah. I also had great respect and still do for Jim Jones, who succeeded him.
Congressman
the
James R.
Outstanding guy and a great achiever.
Congressman James R. Jones, who was from here, this district in Tulsa, the first district.
He was the first one after Page.